KB2HXS Mobile listening.
This is N0TR, going mobile. Hi, David.
How are you?
A flyer and frog here split three ways. Can you beat that?
I guess you got it. I'm just heading out here. Heading up to Inman real quick. And, CPS is working on my block. Doing some electrical work up in the pole, it looks like.
Doing that work?
Or I guess on the side of the door, it's UPA. I don't know what that stands for. I guess it's United Power Authority. I don't know.
Well, I told Steve he was trying to get a hold of him, but it was later in the day. And I guess he went over to help a guy out and put some concrete in a tower. Maybe he forgot you or something.
No, contact has been made. That's where I'm heading to right now.
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag out here. Of clouds and the sun poking through, but it still looks pretty cloudy. My left eye is almost still fully dilated from an eye appointment this morning. Hope the cops don't stop me and they'll think I'm on drugs, or do they get pin size when they're on drugs? I don't know which.
Being that I'm a non-user of any kind of drugs, medication or otherwise, I don't know. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they dilate. I'm not exactly sure, though. I could be wrong.
It's equal. We both got a 50-50 chance of that one. I don't use them either, other than what the doctor gives me. But I know I just looked in the mirror before we left, and wow, it's still big. I had a little, probably 30-second to a minute laser treatment this morning, and they took off 2 microns of the sac that holds the lens in your eye, occasionally after the first laser treatment they get a little bit cloudy. Mine took a year. But he said it won't ever happen again, so that's good.
In my mid-age here, my eyes are in pretty good shape. The only problem I have is a slight astigmatism in my right eye and a slight lazy eye. Other than that, my eyes are in pretty good shape.
I was always nearsighted and got pretty bad there at the last, but I couldn't hardly see the Big E's, and this has just been a miracle for me. Just instant gratification, if you will, like all the kids want nowadays. It's just amazing. I got 20/20. I passed the driving tests and all of that stuff. Read the smallest line in the driving test, and just loving it. And I never thought I'd ever be eligible. For many years, they didn't have that technology until just the last few for my eyes, because I had a slight astigmatism, and they corrected for that. And I have a teeny tiny bit left in one eye or the other. I don't know. But I rarely have to use reading glasses, so that's a blessing. But I went and found my darkest sunglasses for today, and I'm using those. Yeah, I waited for an hour, and at 11:58 they took me in there. And he never come in for about 5 more minutes, and at 12:10 I was out.
Can they correct astigmatism or compensate for astigmatism with a laser adjustment?
I think so, absolutely. I know at Clem's and Eye Clinic they can. It's down on Pelham Road. It's just totally amazing, the technology they got down there. David, I've never had that many tests done on my eyes. And it's done electronically, you know. It's kind of like you go to the optometrist and he'll have you look in one or two machines. Well, they got a lot more machines than that down there. And when you go in for the surgery, you lay there on a gurney down at that Piedmont Surgery Center for about a half hour while they dilate your eye. When they take you in to do the surgery, you're back out of there in about 10 minutes. All you got to do is have someone drive you home and go back the next day and have it checked, and there you have it.
That's, man, I tell you what, I got a set of glasses made from, of all places, I did the optical over at Sam's Club because I'm cheap, and I don't think they did the glasses quite right because I had one heck of a time passing. Well, thankfully, he got my vision 20/40 with glasses corrected in my left eye anyway, and I was able to, he put the results online, and when I switched my license over from Florida to South Carolina, they saw it on there, said, oh, okay, you're good, and then boom, they issued me a license. But I firmly feel that the glasses are not quite exactly what I need. I don't think they did them right.
I don't know when I first came down here and got glasses, and they did an excellent job, and let me turn this stupid radio down. I really enjoyed the frames they had. They're just practically indestructible, and their prices were very reasonable, and they have their own optometrist there. I think they had two of those electronic machines that you look into, and they take measurements of your eye, I guess, or your vision anyways. But the ones they got down there, Clemson Eye, wow, it's incredible. DJW said he might get his done someday. Well, I got to tell you, the younger you are, the better off you are to get it done. You know, because his eyes are kind of like mine were, I think. He needs them. He has to wear glasses all the time. And, it can be a pain after a while. But, I don't know. I got used to them, and I felt, you know, I'd get up of a morning, I'd reach for my glasses on the nightstand, and they weren't there.
Access Mobile. Yeah, I got to look into that. I don't know what the eye surgery or the laser surgery costs. I don't know what the cost is anymore. I don't have insurance, you know, eyeglass insurance, anything like that right now, so I'm totally out of pocket.
Well, I'd say you just have to go down there and probably, I don't know what an eye test would cost you, $100, $200 or whatever it is. And then it would depend on what you got to have done as to how much it will cost, because they do a plethora of different things. And I don't know whether you'd just do that little laser there in the office, or you'd have to go down to the surgery center. Now, Bernice's got to go down at the end of the month, and they're going to do the cataract surgery, and normally you wind up having to use reading glasses and the like, and so we opted to have a similar surgery to what I had, and so she's going to get that done to where she don't have to wear any glasses afterwards. And like I said, it's just actually operating time on the table is about 10 minutes and zero pain, nothing. And I was amazed.
If they could do for me what I think they can do for me, I would be like, I would be like amazed. I would be just fantastically amazed.
You know, like I said, I'd hate to say what it costs. Medicare pays for the cataract surgery, normal cataract surgery, but anything you get done beyond that's out of pocket, of course. But, yours might be very minor compared to what the correction was in mine. They use a femto laser down there, which is, I think, 10 to the minus 12th. And I don't know if that's the pulse repetition frequency or if that's the thinness of which they can slice your eye off with. There's no surgical knife or anything involved. It's all done with a laser. And I know even both of my girls have had laser surgery in the past. And it's far different now than it used to be.
To look into, I think. I mean, it's not detrimental. I can see, you know, I don't have a problem driving. Excuse me, I don't have a problem driving or anything like that. It's just that sometimes I go to read and my one eye can't focus real well because of the astigmatism, and I tend to read offline a little bit. It's a little frustrating.
Well, you know that teeny tiny writing that they put on TV after the Medicare commercials and that, or any of the commercials, it's so small that you're not supposed to be able to read it, and so fast and it's almost impossible to read it, and I can read it.
I'll do that to me. That's not right. I have a big screen TV. I got a 55 inch at the house, and then you know, there's an actual measurement to how far away you're supposed to put the sofa and all that, you know, for the different size. And when we bring up the menu, you know, the channel guide and whatnot, I have a hard time reading that. I can actually take my glasses off and squint a little bit and read it better with my glasses off sometimes than my glasses on, which is very disturbing.
I use that guide all the time. Well, we have a big one in the front room, but it's got a really nice articulated thing that holds it up, and so that we can sit in our kitchen and look through the, I call it a hole, but you know, between the front room and the living room, or the kitchen table and the living room, we can see in there. And so I just turn that TV around, and when we're eating breakfast or dinner or anything, we can turn that on and watch it. And downstairs, I got an old plasma. It's 55 inch. Boy, they don't make those anymore, but it's sharp as a razor. And none of the pixels are burnt out, thank God. And it's 50 inch, I think, or 55. But that one upstairs is 65. And Jiminy, I think that thing was $1,100 quite a few years ago at Costco's, and now they're like 700 and something. It's amazing what you can, you know, everything else, the inflation's got it, and it's so high, but the TVs have really come down, except for those OLED ones now. They're just amazing, and they're that expensive, too.
Boy, the QLEDs, yeah, those are pricey. But the picture is like, my God, it's like looking out a window for crying out loud. But yeah, they're a little expensive. I don't know. I don't think I need anything that high quality. I don't really watch a lot of TV anyway. You know, I mean, we watch a History Channel or something. And that's, you know, maybe the Weather Channel if we got a storm coming or something. That's about it. We don't really watch a whole heck of a lot of TV. There's nothing on TV that really interests me, except for if I want to watch an old show, I can do that on my pad, watch it on my Amazon Prime or something, you know. And these new shows I have out these days is terrible.
Control TR mobile. Down here by GSP Airport, heading down towards the kids. And Bernice made them some new face masks. And I'm going to reward them a little bit for their on a roll. Anyways, QLED, I thought that was OLED, okay. I thought it was organic vitamine diode or something. But we watch the History Channel, we watch Life Below Zero and Mountain Men. towards evening, I always go to Rain Locker about 6 or 7 o'clock and take a shower, and then watch some of that. And about 8 o'clock, a lot of times we'll go down in the basement and we'll watch something like Longmire, the old Western Sheriff, on Netflix. Amazon last night, it wanted me to log in, and that's a pain. I guess it's because I haven't looked at it in so long. But that's about the extent of our TV. I like the things on History, National Geographic, A&E, and Discovery. And it's got a whole bunch of those HBO channels. I don't think we have ever watched a single movie. You turn them on, and they're trash or trashy. I just don't care anything about all that killing and maiming and blowing up stuff and these action movies and that. We like the old-time stuff over the air, David. We watch grit TV mostly when we're sitting there eating breakfast. And that'll be things like, Tales of Wells Fargo, Have Gun, Will Travel, and, you know, all the modern stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm more of an information gathering kind of guy. I'll get on YouTube and look up things, and you know, right now I'm learning a bunch of music for me and my bandmates. So I'm doing stuff like that. I don't really get into a lot of TV, but yeah, we watch a History Channel or something like that. Or my wife is. We'll sit there and Google over the Jewelry Channel or something. Anyway, I'm where I got to be, Tom. N0TRKB2HXS. I will catch up with you perhaps later today or another day. Have a good afternoon, Tom.
You too, David. Nice talking to you. Be careful with Steve. I can attest to the fact that he's the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina. And you can tell him that. 73. KB2HXN0TR 73.
Well, I don't know. He's a bit bigger than me. I don't know if I want to say that to him. I'm here. You're not. He may hit me. See you, Tom. 73.